Hello again, darling. Let's see, where was I? Oh, yes, I was telling you how very, 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 very much that I love you. While I turned the tape over, I grabbed a couple of bites of a sandwich and drank some milk and ate a couple of potato chips, so now I've got a little energy where I can talk to you some more. Let's see. I guess I can tell you what Santa Claus brought to me. Last night he brought me a pair of hose from Mrs. Dement. And a real cute little box that has an assortment of baby toys in it that John and Gail gave for the baby. It has a white plastic Coke bottle. Look, it's the size of a Coke. It looks just like one, except it's plastic and white. And then it had plastic keys and a little plastic rattler. And then, a little glass timer thing like we got with that thermometer, looks like. Well, it had a real big one of those with lots of little colored crystals in it that shakes, and excuse me, runs through, and they're called educational toys for children, and everything's all plastic where they can bite around on it, and all this. And then John and Gail gave me a red turtleneck pullover that, zips part way up the back, and this red and black wool A-line jumper outfit that I have just worn and worn and worn that Gail gave me to wear. Had a black pullover like the red one that I wore with this little dress anyway. So today I wore the jumper and wore the red one, so I looked real Christmassy. And let's see, what else did I get last night? Mother just kept on and on and on after me. She thought I never would unwrap my packages, but I had to bake the pie first and do the dishes, and all this. And really, I just wasn't particularly too interested. I don't know. It just, gifts and everything just kind of lost their meaning or something. And of course, I'd have to fold the paper to make it last longer, and everything. I'm real stupid, I guess. But, today, when we went out to your folks after Nova and Dub got there, well, we had the Christmas out there. You won't believe this, but your folks had Christmas last night. And you won't believe this either. Ruby and Glenn came up yesterday. Liz and Ronnie called them Saturday when we were out there and asked them if they wouldn't come to Alton. And so they said that they would. And they left. They came yesterday morning, and then they left this morning before lunch even, because Ruby had some typing and stuff that she had to do that she didn't get done Saturday, and Glenn had to go through Lubbock and pick up a car or something. I didn't understand what it was all about or meet a man. But anyway, Ruby and Glenn always have had their Christmas on Christmas Eve, like Mother and Daddy and I. And so they had it last night, and Bert was talking about how much they really enjoyed having it that way. And I really enjoy it too. I don't know, after you get up and there's not a Santa Claus and everything. Well, I think it's just as much fun to open it on Christmas Eve and then maybe have stockings. But with children that still believe in Santa Claus, I can see, waiting till Christmas morning. But Suzanne and Daryl and Doug gave me a candle in a little glass container, it's, oh, about the size, bigger than a juice glass, I guess. And it holds a scented candle. And I was real tickled with it. I put it in the bathroom for us to use. And Don Sofer gave me a yellow diaper holder. It's on a hanger and you stack your diapers on the inside of it. It's real cute. It's kind of hard to explain, but I took a picture of it tonight and we'll send it to you so you can tell what I'm talking about. And then you'll never guess what your mother and daddy gave to you and I together. They gave us $50. I guess they must have given everybody money but Terry, and they bought her a real pretty wooden beaded bag, a brown one with brown shoes to match. It was just a, oh, real pretty outfit. But anyway, they gave us $50, and so Helen and Don had gotten money last night at the Franks, and so she was sitting around asking us all what we were going to do, with our money. And this afternoon I said, well, I was going to take mine tomorrow and put it in the safety deposit box where I wouldn't be tempted to spend it. And if something happened that I had to have it, well, I'd get it out. But if not, I was going to save it because half of it's yours. And then I'd be $50 ahead of myself for going to Hawaii. So what do you think about that? And your mother laughed and said, well, she was real glad that, and said she told Doc that she bet anything that that's what I'd do with it. And I grinned, and she grinned real big, you know. And so everybody was asking me about your R&R, and Barbara and Randy said to tell you hello, and I had given her some of my recipes that she'd been wanting, and we talked about those, and they were asking about your R&R and where you'd go, and I was telling them all about it, and said that it'd be April the 29th through May the 4th, unless it was delayed because of, you know, the waiting list and so forth and so on. But I was so excited over the $50, I just didn't know what to do. And then Terry had drawn my name, and so she got me from Payne's a Vanity Fair, which is a very, very nice, it's nearly lingerie that you can buy, and it's, oh, I just love it because it's always so soft and such pretty colors. And I had made the comment to her that from now on, even if I had to pay more money, it was worth it in the long run to buy colored lingerie, like a colored bra and girdle and slip and everything to match. Not that you had to get it all at one time, but really it's more practical because you know how, well, your white underwear and things, and all of my white things, my girdles and bras and everything, after you've washed them so many times, they get so dingy. It's just, they just never look clean. They look nasty. And they turn kind of a yellowish, brownish, you know, color and just don't look good at all. And then different clothes will fade on them and it won't come out. And I told her I was so disgusted with it and that I was just going to take a little bit more pains and have, I'd love to have colored lingerie. So I had gotten this pale blue girdle, icy blue, it's Sears, made out of this new fabric that's so soft and, oh, it's just luscious, and it has some lace on it, and it's a real pretty girdle and was real inexpensive, so that I'd have it, you know, after the baby came. And so anyway, Terry bought me this lingerie in it, Payne. She bought me the slip and the bra and the panties that all match by Vanity Fair, and it just goes with the girdle perfectly. It's the same color and the same lace pattern and everything. The bra is a 32B and it's too small, so I'm going to take it back tomorrow and exchange it. But I laid it all out on the bed tonight and took a picture of it for you so that you can see how sexy looking I'll be. And I'm just so excited with it and tickled. I just don't know what to do. If I could get a yellow set or pink or something beige, you know, like that, later on, just a few pieces of it at a time after the baby comes. I hope that I can, and that's what I think I'm going to start asking for on my birthday when, and Christmas and things like this, when people want to know what I want. You know, they just always devil you to death because, oh, it's just so pretty. And I was showing it to Tommy tonight, and he was having a fit over it, talking about how much more feminine he thought it was than, you know, the white. So I know you'll be real pleased with it, and I'll try to save it and not get it all worn out before your R&R so that you can see it. But I will send you a picture of it. And let's see, I guess that's, oh, Joe and Jewel gave me some material, and then they gave the baby two large boxes of disposable diapers. And I was supposed to save the diapers and use them when I come on the plane, when I'm with you on your R&R. And I just thought that was so sweet. She found them on sale and bought them for me. But she got them in a large. And the baby will be doing good by then to even fit into a medium. So I'm going to take them to the drugstore or somewhere, wherever I can. I'm going to try to tomorrow and see if they want to exchange with me. And they've come up with a new kind called Pamper. They're made different and fit the baby a lot better and absorb more than the regular just Chuck's disposable diapers, and everybody's been wanting me to get those. And so I thought that I'd try to trade them in for maybe those. I just don't know if they'll let me or not, but I'll see what we can do. Well, I've blabbed enough about me and what I got. I took pictures today of everybody opening up their packages and all this, and I'm real anxious to get them. And that silly camera just worked fine all day long. I tell you, it just takes it by spells. It works when it wants to and when it doesn't want to. But, anyway, was Santa Claus good to you? Did he find you? And I was so anxious to hear about what all he brought to you. Nova was asking me if you'd received their package, and I couldn't remember if you'd written and said yes you had or what. I told her that I really thought that you'd written and told me that you had, but you were probably saving it till Christmas to open it up, and that really tickled her to death. So I hope you had received it. And of course, our letters just crisscrossed in the mail, where you asked me if I'd received your package, and I had written you and asked you if you'd sent one, because I never did get it, and I'm hoping that maybe in the next week or so that it will come and that it won't be lost. I don't care what it is, if it was just a plug nickel, because I just hate for it to get lost. And just the thought that you were sweet enough to send me something. I just don't know what I'd do without you. If you were here, I'd just squeeze you to death. I'm sitting here recording to you and looking at your picture, and oh goodness, sometimes I think, has he really been gone nearly 4 months? And my goodness, do we really not have very much longer in front of us? And I don't know, I just want to reach out for you so bad, but I just can't touch you, Elsa Lynn. And all I can think about is just how wonderful it will be when you get home, and how nice it'll be that you're here, and that you're here for good, and that we'll once again be a family, and that we'll have a third member, and how happy we're going to be, and the things that we're going to get to do. And I just know, speaking for myself, how even much more I appreciate you and will appreciate you when you get home, and how important doing things with you will even be, and staying up with you when you would like to, and going places where you'd like to go, and, oh, I don't know, just sitting and being able to touch you and visit with you and being able to hold you ever so tight and so close, and being able to make love to you when I want to, and not saying no to you ever, I don't think. And, oh, I don't know, I just, Missy misses you so very, very, very much, Elsa. And of course, like I said in my letter, that even though we wouldn't be able to be having a very good time in that respect, it would just be so very wonderful if you could just be here next to me at night, where I could cuddle up to you and lay my head on your shoulder and talk to you and tell you what I'd done that day, and just rub you down if you were all sore and tired like you used to be, and just be able to be there to doctor you when you're sick and take care of you. And just, I don't know, Elsa, so many little things that you take for granted that I know you realize now how very, very important they are. And I believe from the time you went into basic and up to now, how we have realized this. And I don't know, not taking each other, especially from the time you went into basic, for granted, but we had begun to realize how important each other was to the other one, and the family and the friends and such as this. And I agree with you. I'm just so grateful that we do have such wonderful, wonderful relatives and friends that care so much about us and that look after us. And I was just sitting there thinking today how tired and nervous, and how I just wanted to come home tonight. And everybody, of course, was wanting me to stay, which was so wonderfully sweet. But I don't know, I just thought, well, here I am thinking this way, and there's Elsa all by himself and not being able to be with the family, and how much you'd give just to be able to spend the night there. And then I felt real bad at myself, but Still, I thought, well, he can't be with the family, and I am tired and everything, and I just need to go home. And so I do hope you won't be hurt or vexed with me, because I know how much it would have meant to you to have been with the family today. And you just don't think for 1 minute that we all weren't thinking about you, because we were. Somebody'd say, well, I wonder what Elsa, was doing, and I wonder what he had for Christmas lunch, and oh, I just wonder all what kind of goodies he opened up, and which of the boxes he saved, and if he liked everything, and things like this. And I don't know, everybody just talked about you, and I just took pictures for you, and sweet little Dana Kay would just go up to the Liz had her there in the living room, and we were just walking through, and she saw all the pictures hanging on the wall, and she said, Uncle Elsa. And Liz just died laughing, and she said, yes, that's Uncle Elsa. And then she was going down the row of pictures, Terry, Terry, Liz, and Mama. And she's just grown so much. And there's just about 6 or 7 months difference between her and Tammy, and Tammy is nearly as tall as Dana Kay. Dana Kay's just slimmed down so you just wouldn't recognize her, and she is just the most precious little girl. And Tammy looks so cute today, and she's getting to where she's real friendly with everybody and will go to nearly anybody now, and is really coming out of that stage that she had gone through for a while. The kids liked the presents that we'd given to them, and they got a racing car set, a small one from Burton Dock, and oh, they were so excited, the boys were. And then they liked the Twister game that you and I gave them, and Terry just loved her fur hat that I gave her, that ties under the chin, and it's real long black fur. They sent a black one. Likes on my pink ski jacket, the fox collar it has. Well, it's similar to that. I'll have to take a picture of Terry with it on her. I was planning on doing it today, but she left this afternoon to go into town right after lunch, and then didn't get back till just before we left, so I was unable to do so. But I'll take a picture of her so you can see what it looks like. Oh, I was going to tell you, Carolyn Bly got an engagement ring for Christmas. I don't know anything about the boy she's engaged to or anything. He's a senior at Baylor, and so is she, but I think she's going to have to go some this summer, and then they plan to get married around Christmas next year. And Terry went in to see her and visit with her, and Terry was talking about she just thought Carolyn got prettier year by year, and I would just really love to have seen her in. To have visited with her, and Terry just really had a good time. She and Carolyn came into town and came to the house, and I guess Terry showed her the baby bassinet and all the things that I have for the baby, and showed her the house, and then Terry left the inside light on so that I wouldn't have to come into the dark house. And oh, tonight I guess we left about. I guess it was after 8, because it was about 5 after 9. I think I said a while ago that we got in, and Tommy and Janelle brought me, and I told him I was real glad that, oh goodness, excuse the yawn, that they did. And they came in and visited just a few minutes with me. Oh yes, Terry gave me some frosted pretzels. I was always wanting a box of frosted pretzels. Asked you several times, I believe, if you've never eaten them before, and they've always been so expensive. They're, these regular loop pretzels with white chocolate poured over them, and oh, are they good? And they had them on sale down here at W&G Pharmacy, and Terry was asking me about them one day, if they still had them, and all this, and I said, well, goodness, I didn't know. Well, for more or less, gag gift, sort of. Well, that's what Terry got me, and I was just tickled to death. I was passing them around to everybody and just really enjoyed eating them. Well, I'm just so anxious to hear from you. And oh, tomorrow's Tuesday and the mail will run. I tell you, today seems like Sunday or something. My week will be so mixed up now. But maybe I'll get a bunches of mail tomorrow and we'll have heard from you. I hope now that you're more settled than what you were in your new barracks and everything, and you'll have to take some more pictures of it all so that I can see what it looks like. Did you get your Christmas tree ever put together? The poor thing was just about to fall apart. And all decorated, or did you not have time and all your moving? Like I said, I'm so anxious to see how you liked everything. And oh, the cans of fruit that I sent you. If you like those, well, let me know because I'll send more to you because they're real easy to send. And I just never thought about doing it before, but you said something about you never got fresh fruit much. And if you really enjoyed it, well, let me know. And Tommy was telling me tonight that this friend of his that worked there in the bank had sent her son a case of these canned Cokes. And if you'd like for me to do something like that sometime, well, goodness, I'd just love to because I don't know, I just enjoy so much planning on what to send you and thinking about it, and I can just picture you in my mind opening it up and seeing everything, and I just love doing it for you because it just makes me seem that much closer to you. And you should be getting a couple of more packages here pretty quick that I've mailed to you in the past week or so, and some tapes and a big mailing folder full of things. And I want to make some fudge. I tell you, we had so much sweets and candy and everything, it really doesn't sound very appetizing right now, but I'd love to make you some real good fudge and send it to you with your anniversary surprise. And that reminds me, I've got to get busy and get that done and off to you. I'm afraid the baby will get here and then I won't have time. And my goodness, whatever will I do? If I don't think I'm gonna know for sure if I'll get the fudge made, but I will get the small present that I got for you and get it in the mail so that you'll get it by the 17th. Darling, darling Elsa, what would I do without you? I just love you so much, and I hope that you have enjoyed this tape and aren't bored to death of me rambling on, but I just wanted to let you know how very much that I love you and how much that I think of you and how very, very much that I miss you. I just, oh goodness, can't believe that pretty soon that we'll only have 7 more months to go. The time is really clicking on by, and I know that once the baby gets here, that for both of us, it, even though you're over there, that with the sending of the pictures and the tapes and the letters telling you about the baby and everything, that the time will really get on by us. I'm just sitting here right now. This baby, I tell you, is really rolling around. It's my little abdomen is hard as it can be, and the baby's just right up underneath my ribs here, one part of it. I can't decide exactly what it is, whether it's feet. Let me see. I don't believe it's feet, but feels like it's head, and I'm sure it's not its head. Well, let's hope not, because it's supposed to be turned around and headed the other way. But as long as I can make it till Wednesday, that's all I ask, because Dr. Benson comes in Wednesday, and I do hope he had a real, real good time. He surely needed the rest. And Mrs. Speck was telling me the other day when I ran Trey's package by there that she was real glad he got to go because she knew that his wife had had some problems. And all she said was, I know it's real hard to be a doctor's wife. It's hard on the family and especially on the wife. And as many years as he has been a doctor and always has to be away, and they never really get any true vacations. And so she said this was a very important trip for them to get to take, and said I believe it that he did it on behalf of his wife because she has had some problems. And I was just wondering what it was. I just think so much of him and just dearly love him to death. And I just hope and pray that if it's the Lord's will, that the baby won't come until after he gets back. I just feel a lot better about it. And oh, I don't know. I just like to have him there because I feel so safe and secure knowing that he is there, and knowing too how much he would be disappointed if the baby came and he wasn't able to deliver it, because like I said, he thinks so much of you and I, which really he seems more important than just being a doctor. He's more like a grandfather I never had, I guess, really. How has the wind and sand been? Has it still been blowing real bad? It's been sunny and bright every day, I guess, this last week. But it's been so very, very cold. You could hardly stand to be outside in it, and yet it felt the crisp air real good to you. Today was a real pretty day. It gets kind of hazy or cloudy toward the evenings, and I've had the TV on while I've been recording to you and turned down real low so that I wouldn't feel like I was completely by myself. And the weather came on, and I really wasn't paying too much attention to it to see how we were going to be or anything. Terry and I have just got to start getting the Lubbock paper again. I just really do miss that and never know anything that's going on. I did hear over the TV a while ago that Bill Cosby's going to be back in Lubbock. I believe it's about the 29th or so of January at the Coliseum. And of course, I hope the baby's here by then, or it surely will be past due and well, well, well done. But if it is, of course, I wouldn't be able to go, but I would really like to see him. Did you get to see the Bob Hope show? And how about President Johnson when he was there? We're all so anxious to hear if you did get to see President Johnson and Bob Hope. And I just really hope you did get to go to the Bob Hope show, because I'd been wanting you to so badly, thinking how nice it would be. And since you were over there, and see how you enjoyed it. And like I said in the letter yesterday, what's this business about getting to see Rachel Welch? Wow! Listen, here I am, poor little pregnant, disfigured thing, and you're sitting over there thinking luscious thoughts of Rachel Welch, and I'm just crushed to death, Elsa Lynn. Oh, Ronnie just teased me and teased me about that Saturday when we were out there. They had gotten your letter saying that you might get to go see Bob Hope, and of course, like I wrote you yesterday, that if you didn't say wow over Rachel Welch, I would really think something was wrong with you. And Ronnie's quite agreed with me. So I'm glad that you have the, I don't know what you'd say or not. What's the word? Well, anyway, to, because she is really something to look at, that I've heard. I really never have seen her, but I understand she really has quite the figure, so Terry and everybody says. And, oh, I don't know, I just think that it would have helped to pass the time away, and that you would have really enjoyed the Bob Hope show and be able to come back and say, well, I got to see Bob Hope last year. And I just think it's so wonderful that he gets out and spends his Christmas doing this for the boys. Daddy was doing real well, except for this cold and sinus he'd had. And of course, Mother had sinus, and I have sinus, but the pills that Dr. Benson gave me just really, really have helped. That he gave them to me, you know, right, well, I hadn't been working too long when I had that. I was in bed, you know, about a week, and he gave me some sinus pills, and I believe they're the same kind, except in a smaller quantity. They're not quite as large as the other were. Well, it looks like I'm about to run out of tape, so I better get down to business, I guess. Like I said many times before, I hope that you have enjoyed this tape, and I just so hope that during the holidays, if you did get to have some time off, that you were able to tape to me, because, darling Elsa, I just miss hearing your voice so much, and Your tapes just mean as much to me as mine do to you. And I just know how swamped you've been, how so terribly busy, and how tired you've been. So I do hope that you did have a little bit of time to record to me, because it just means so much to hear your voice. And I just play your tapes over and over and over again, and read your letters over and over and over again. And you seem to still be in such good spirits, and I just hope and pray that you are, because I am in good spirits when you are. And I don't know, we have so much to be thankful for, and even though we are apart, we're so very close together, because our love is so deep and so sincere and means so much to both of us. I just wonder sometimes how I can be so lucky to have a wonderful husband, to love me as much as you do, to care for me so much, and I'm so excited you're so glad about the baby, and it means so much to me to know that you care so much for me and for this baby. And oh, Elsa, I hope you will be proud of it. I know you will. No matter, even if it is long and skinny and has no hair or anything, I just know how proud you'll be, and I just can't wait till your R&R, whenever it is, so that I can come to you and bring the baby. And I doubt very seriously that Mother will come, because finance-wise, everything, your daddy had mentioned something about taking me to California and staying out there till I got back, sightseeing and visiting around, and I never could tell whether he was teasing or whether he was really serious, and or they might come with me. I really don't know, and I've told everybody I just don't care who goes with me, really. It just wouldn't bother me at all if your folks would go, because I don't know, we wouldn't be with them all the time. Still, I'm a little selfish. I'd rather be just with you all the time. Well, darling, looks like I better stay.